For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. We continue our coverage at the National FFA Convention. This report brought to you in part by First District Association and ADM, as Eliza Carlson joining us with the Painesville Area FFA. And Eliza, I can tell you're not real tired yet. You're still full of energy here at convention.
Yep, still full of energy for now. I mean, we still have a couple other things to do. We're watching talent later today, and then the third session for today also is at 7.
It's interesting to hear your stories, and you're saying, you know what, it's great to see people you've met in other avenues from different states. It's kind of a family reunion for you in a way, right?
Yes, it is kind of like a family reunion because I've met so many people over past different conferences, camps, and other trips. And so it's kind of cool to see other people from really faraway states that I might not get to see again. And so it's cool to reconnect with them in many different places in Indianapolis.
Being here at National Convention, obviously you guys have a chance to have a lot of fun. But what do you take out of it, learning and knowledge? What are you taking away?
What I'm taking away from this experience is advocating more for agriculture and teaching more other students and younger kids about what ag means and what different leadership opportunities you can take to be more involved.
I've also seen there's a lot of adults that need educating too when it comes to agriculture.
Yes, that's kind of true in some aspects. I mean, some people grow up in the cities and they don't really know what's it like to live on a farm or have family members that live on a farm. And I think it's kind of cool for them, or different even parents, to experience that, because ag is this amazing opportunity for everybody, and I think everyone should experience it.
Eliza, talk about your role with your guys' chapter. What kind of role do you have this year?
This year I am the chapter secretary, so I keep a record of the minutes of each meetings. I am in charge of attendance and membership. So this year for Painesville, we have 52 members signed up, so it's a great number. I also help with we set up different posters and kind of recruiting members in a way, and different events and activities we hold throughout the year.
So how is this going to factor into career after high school, kind of FFA and agriculture? Is it going to translate somehow?
It is going to translate. I am planning on going to SDSU for ag education and a minor in marketing. So FFA has really helped me shape who I am today and what I want to do with my life. So I'm really grateful for that.
So this won't be the last time you're here at the FFA convention, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully I'll be back again. That'd be a great, great thing.
Great. Eliza Carlson joining us here on Chasm Radio from the Painesville Area FFA. Our coverage continues here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union and also AMPI.